Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 16th of April, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news here on the Isle of Man, and background to that news with sport and business and travel updates. And the newsmakers in person this evening, still no date for the Liverpool landing stage. Newson's owners are giving up on the project. Manx Care warns there's lethal heroin on the Isle of Man. The latest on Bride Commissioners versus the Northern Civic Amenity side. And the Ravens have 3 games in 5 days this week, starting tonight.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Chanel Soku.
Fastamai. Tynwald has begun debating the recommendations set out in an independent review into government's management of the Dr. Rosalind Ranson Tribunal. Dr. Ranson was the Highlands medical director throughout the pandemic, but was unfairly dismissed for whistleblowing. Custody officers who looked after an inmate who died at the Isle of Man prison say they believe more could have been done to keep him safe following a court hearing. Craig Jack Anderson died in his cell at the Jerby facility on the 25th of November 2022. And it remains unknown when the first passenger sailing to the new Liverpool ferry terminal will take place. Treasury ruled out setting a date following modifications to the Mananan to allow passengers to board in low tides. In international news, MPs are debating plans to stop young people from ever being able to legally smoke and to crack down on youth vaping. Wage growth is up. In real terms, it's now sitting at 2.1%. And a documentary film about the Beatles is being relaunched more than 50 years after its premiere. Let It Be was originally released during the band's breakup, but will be added to Disney Plus in May. Those were your headlines. News at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you. Chanel from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Got a strong wind warning out in the North Irish Sea. It is dissipating, though. State of sea is moderate. And the weather this evening, chance of a shower. Doesn't look like it at the moment, but there is a chance of a shower late this evening on a fresh to strong northwesterly. Overnight minimum is 6 degrees. For tomorrow, Wednesday, Ukraine, cloudy with passing patchy light rain on a fresh northwesterly. Daylight maximum 10 degrees, down to 4 through the night. So for Thursday, Jordan, dry and cloudy with a moderate westerly. Some rain on the way late afternoon and up to 11 degrees. Tight on the way back in. High waters 23 minutes before 7 tonight. Sunset 24 minutes past 8. Low water 16 minutes before 1 a.m. Sunrise 11 minutes past 6. High water 14 minutes past 7. The Manxman's on the way from Heysham, and Mananan is currently docking in Liverpool.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674 573.
And talking of which, we are no further forward about knowing when passengers from the Isle of Man can begin using the new Liverpool ferry terminal. Treasury's ruled out giving a date in Tynwald today after modification work was carried out on the high-speed craft Mananan. Here's the Treasury Minister, Dr. Alex Allenson, MHK.
This modification to Mananan will include a higher-level access platform above the main passenger lounge to allow the new passenger access system to continue to be used during low tides. As of yet, no date has been set for the first passenger service to the new terminal.
Why can a date not be set for that work to be carried out and for the Mananans to start using the Liverpool ferry terminal? What's stopping that?
In terms of the modifications, they're relatively straightforward. Most of them will be done in-house by the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company. The feasibility study and surveys have already been carried out, and they're due to be completely delivered, hopefully by the 24th of May. So I don't think that's a major issue. One of the issues issues, obviously, are the birthing trials, which an honourable member in this honourable court will know have already started to take place. They will continue to take place this week. It is absolutely essential for the safety of passengers, the crew and the vessel that these birthing trials take place during different tides and different weather conditions, so that the captain is familiar with approaching the new ferry terminal. This hasn't been handed over to the DOI yet, but the work of the Isle of Man Steam Packing Company is continuing to get familiar with berthing at the new facility so that this can be done in a safe, prompt and quick manner. That work is not holding up the use of the ferry terminal. This is particularly for use in low tides.
24 minutes before 6, there was a delay on the inbound and outbound Dublin flights, but no problems otherwise at Ronald's Way. After a 5-year fight with planners, the owners of the former nuisance building on North Quay Douglas say they are giving up. Kelman, the property company, says it's decided to sell the site. The story from Amy Griffiths.
The company had wanted to convert the site into housing and retail units, but the plans were rejected for not providing sufficient justification for its total loss. The warehouse dates back to the 1700s and is thought to be one of the last remaining buildings of that era on North Quay. In a statement, Kelman says it's such a shame, as the development could have brought so much to the area. It says the proposed plans seem to be exactly what the people of Douglas wanted, claiming more than 500 residents wrote in support of the project. It also says the scheme appeared to fit the island's economic strategy, but that the current planning legislation stands in the way. Kelman says it will no longer invest in the island unless that planning legislation is changed. In 2022, both Douglas City Council and the Department for Enterprise backed an appeal against the decision not to approve the proposals. Manx Radio has contacted the planning committee for a response.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
Another busy week awaits FC Isle of Man as they return to NWCFL Premier Division action tonight. Away at Charnock Richard, it's the first of 3 games in 5 days for the Ravens, following that gruelling doubleheader of matches at the weekend. Here's boss Paul Jones.
It's a tough shift this weekend, but fortunately they're a lot younger than I am, so they've got far more energy and they can't wait to get back on the pitch again and start to, you know, get back into a good place again. We're really fortunate that we've got a lot of people who are behind us and behind the players in order to make this fixture schedule possible, because yeah, it's pretty tough and it's pretty demanding, but we're making the best of the situation.
Turning to the opposition then tonight, Charnock Richard, going back to the reverse fixture, it was quite a spectacular collapse from your side's perspective when you played each other at the ball. So how do you go about trying to avoid a situation like that again?
We've come on leaps and bounds since then, hopefully, so it's touching wood. You know, I think we're certainly not going to refer to it in our pre-match conversation. Those things happen. We're learning, improving and getting better. So it's about focusing on what we're good at, how well we did against Colne and Chadderton in the last kind of 3 or 4 fixtures. Just getting back to that again. And it might take, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour, 60 minutes, 90 minutes to find that flow and rhythm again. But that's what we're striving to do. So we're just going to focus on what we've been doing well. Keep reminding the players of that. And one of the things we have been doing well is not conceding too many opportunities. And I'm going to completely kind of put Saturday to one side, because those circumstances are probably hopefully never going to be repeated. So in the recent run of games where we've been doing ever so well and getting good results, we've been good in and out of possession, and it's just about reminding the players of that. And then really just kind of building on our performances and making sure that we're getting more consistency and more players understand what they need to do in the variety of different positions in order to make sure we've got that really good strength in depth. The big ones really is, you know, get through fit and healthy and make sure the younger ones travelling with us get some good minutes, and also then to build that consistency in terms of how we play and give ourselves a good chance of winning all 3 games.
Port St Mary needs to move forward, according to David Scott, who's standing in this week's by-election. The other candidates, James Helps and Gene Tier. David Scott wants the commissioners to have a vision for the future.
I guess over the last 2 or 3 years, I felt that Port St Mary doesn't seem to be moving forward as effectively as some of the other villages. I mean, our rates are higher than the rates in Port Erin, but you get the sense that Port Erin is doing more to provide people with what they want than Port St Mary. We lack that long-term vision. It's not clear to me what the commissioners think Port St Mary should be like in 10 years' time. And I think we need to actually agree what we want the village to become. I think there's a sense in the village that people living in the village don't really have much say in what's going on. And that's natural, particularly because we haven't had an election for 6 years. I think the village could do a lot more to use social media to explain what it's doing. I mean, reading the minutes of a commissioners' meeting is not very helpful. They may be helpful helpful for the commissioners, but they don't help communicate to the rest of the population what's actually going on. And I think it's important that decisions are made in a way which is transparent. We need to sort out what's happening with the pavilion and the golf club. Pavilion closed a year ago and it's not doing anybody any favours sitting there rotting away. It seems to me that if you put rational people together, you're not going to allow a facility like that simply to sit and rot. I would like to see more in terms of providing Chapel Beach with the facilities. A beautiful beach, but it tends to have more seaweed than any of the other beaches, and that should be done. I just think it's important that if you live in a community, you do something to help that community. I like to think that we do that and have done since we came here. We hope that that will help rather than hinder what goes on in the village.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wind.
The Infrastructure Minister says his department's working with Bride Commissioners and the Joint Committee to resolve issues with the Northern Civic Amenities site. Tim Crookall, MHK, believes the best outcome will be for the local authority to rejoin.
Officers have been talking for quite a few months now with everybody involved on the Civic Amenities Site Committee, and we're still hopeful to try and get some sort of resolve to this. At the moment, we've got issues where people in Bride at the moment don't know where they're supposed to take their waste to. And you've seen recently, you probably picked up on social media, where certainly the Western Civic Amenities Site has now said they will be checking to make sure they haven't got people from outside the area. So it's causing a bit of friction and a bit of extra work for people. So we're trying as hard as we can to resolve it. It is literally ongoing. There's emails flying backwards and forwards between those involved, whether it be Bride or whether it be the committee itself or Ramsey commissioners who actually signed up to the agreement in the first place with the lease from the department. So there's a lot of people involved. Officers are working really hard doing the day job and also trying to sort this one out as well. It would be nice to find some sort of resolve, but obviously the people of Bride need to know, but as do everybody else that's involved in the Northern Civic Amenities Site. Probably since the beginning of the year, there's been rumblings. You know, there's been questions being asked about contributions and things, but it's only in the last couple of months, I suppose, that we've been involved. I've been involved, or the department's been involved a lot more trying to sort these issues out. As we all know now, that Bride said that as from the 31st of March, they've pulled out of the site. So we're trying to resolve it. And it would be nice to try and get them back in and get everybody working together.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
18 minutes before 6, Dr. Martin's share slumped by a third today as the UK bootmaker said Chief Exec Kenny Wilson's going to step down and issued another profit warning for the current financial year amid continuing woes in its key US market. Kenny Wilson will be replaced by the brand officer EA Nwokorie before the end of the current financial year, Dr. Martin said. The company issued 4 profit warnings last year as a tough consumer environment in the US continues to affect sales of those iconic boots. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. Global shortages of coffee and consequent price increases are threatened by hot, dry weather in major coffee-producing countries across Southeast Asia. In Vietnam, a significant producer of Robusta beans, a prolonged heat wave into what would normally be the rainy season has damaged the crop. This has exacerbated pre-existing supply anxieties driven by Houthi attacks on ships in the Red Sea, prompting European roasters to engage in a purchasing battle. Meanwhile, in Brazil, the world's largest producer of Arabica beans, heavy rainfalls damaged crops and reduced harvest yields. The price of both Robusta and Arabica beans has rallied sharply since the start of the year, with London Robusta futures, the global benchmark, hitting new records last week of $3,825 a tonne. That's £3,066 per tonne. The increase aligns with a broader trend affecting soft commodities like cocoa. Analysts are suggesting that crop production volatility will become the new normal in light of climate concerns. Research from global manufacturer UCC Coffee found the cost of a medium latte at UK high street chains went up by 30% between 2021 and the end of 2023.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower as investors followed developments in the Middle East. The dollar rose, oil rose, and gold fell under pressure from high US Treasury yields. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, Ramsey Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 down 1.8%, 7,820. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over 1.5% at the close, 17,744. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.25%, 37,838. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index just about flat, down about 0.1%, 15,882. The S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.1%, 5,056. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 24.3 cents, €1 17 cents, and 23 South African rand 65 cents. In commodities, gold Wolds broadly down, just a little bit down, 0.02%, $2,381 per troy ounce. And a barrel of Brent crude is up 0.25%, $90.06.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
But
you haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
After two near-fatal heroin overdoses on Monday evening, the Isle of Man Constabulary in Manx Cares have issued a stark warning. Anybody who recently took heroin is told to seek medical advice, whilst those with it in their possession are urged to dispose of it immediately. Tia Ozenturk and Jason McKee are from the Manx addiction charity Motivate.
Batches of heroin, batches of opiates can be of varying purity. They can be adulterated with various other substances, or they can just be of a very sort of strong batch of heroin. So overdoses can occur when you've got very powerful batches of heroin or opiates in the community. People will use drugs. We have to accept that. You know, in an ideal world, we'd like to think that people wouldn't use drugs, but people do. So what we suggest to people that are choosing to use opiates, to be safe, they should never use alone. They should always use when they're in the company of others who can look out for them, and they should always carry a kit, a naloxone kit.
Naloxone works on the opioid receptors in the brain, and it temporarily can reverse an opioid overdose. So it will give the person who's overdosed around 15, 20 minutes, where essentially we need the ambulance called as well. It's not just about the naloxone kit being used. It needs to be used in conjunction with an ambulance being called as well. And also stay with the person. Whatever happens, you know, you need to stay with that person and make sure that they're going to be okay until the ambulance arrives.
What does a heroin overdose look like? What are the signs to look out for?
Person will go in like a grey-blue colour. The breathing will slow down, like a raspy sound and noise. Pupils will be pinpointed. The lips can go blue. Unresponsive, like a semi-unconsciousness.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690-300. Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai sports editor Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with football, and Peel have officially been crowned champions of the 2023-24 Canada Life Women's League. The Western club were presented with the trophy on Sunday, having finished their league campaign with a record of 9 wins and 1 defeat from their 10 games. They took top spot over previous title holders Corinthians on head-to-head record. Last weekend also saw Peel progress to the final of this year's Women's FA Cup, following a comprehensive 8-0 victory over Malou. In the final, they'll face Onken, who progressed to the last two after being awarded an away walkover against Douglas Royal. Sticking with football, Men's Premier League and Division 2 action is set to take place tonight, kicking off a busy midweek schedule of fixtures. Tuesday evening we'll see 4 clashes in the top flight, including league leaders Peel making a trip to Glencrutchery Road to take on struggling St George's. Peel's fellow title contenders Ayr United have been awarded an away walkover, as their opponents St John's United are unable to field a team later. Meanwhile, Onken have the chance to extend their lead at the top of Division 2 later when they visit Gyms. All of tonight's games are due to get underway at 6:30. Turning now to boxing, an Isle of Man boxer TJ Fair has taken gold whilst competing in Sweden. The Manxman was one of 10 fighters selected to represent the Northwest Region male boxing squad, which took part in the Salla Bank Box Open. Along with his medal success, Fair also won the Best Senior Boxer prize for the tournament. And in athletics, two Ireland athletes have put in strong performances during this year's Boston Marathon in the USA. Krista Kane and Simon Scott were those to fly the Manx flag at the event yesterday in Massachusetts. Kane set a time of 2 hours, 46 minutes and 53 seconds, a personal best over that distance by nearly 4 minutes. Meanwhile, Scott also put in a positive display, crossing the line in 3 hours, 26 minutes and 51 seconds, only just over a minute off his personal marathon benchmark.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronaldsway, the 5:25 Logan Air from Manchester was on time. Then it's the 7:30 EasyJet from Gatwick, 5:08 Logan Air from Liverpool, returning patient transfer. And the 10:09 Logan Air from London City, they're all showing on time. Outbound, the 6:00 Logan Air to Liverpool, and the 8:00 EasyJet back to London Gatwick. On the roads, phase closures on the Starvey Road for water main work, and water main work too on the Ballykill Ferrick Road in Colby. There's some phase closures there. Temporary lights on Shore Road, Gansey, near the Mount Gorn Road for patching work prior to resurfacing. And water main work on the Cian Drogheda Road in Andrus with some phase closures. In Braddon, temporary lights on Braddon Road near Strangclose for that crossing. And temporary lights on Vicarage Road at Stevenson's Way roundabout for water main replacement. A stretch of Balaguer Road in near Peel's closed for drainage work. And temporary lights in Ballasalla on the main road at the Balthane roundabout. They're there till probably the end of tomorrow for urgent electrical repairs. Part of the Old Castletown Road's closed between Port Sodrick, Glen Road and Marine Drive for carriageway repairs. Look out in Douglas, Brighton Terrace is closed between Mount Bradder and Trinity Church, just by the Rosemount Pub. It's gas main replacement work. Hillside Avenue, Douglas, closed through to Circular Road for adjacent office window replacement. And a section of Switzerland Road is closed for construction work. Look out also for temporary speed limits in force on sections of the lower part of the TT course for preparation work ahead of this year's TT.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
Which I will remind you is 5 weeks next Monday. TT starts 5 weeks next Monday, which means 5 weeks this Friday. It's the pre-TT Balloon. Look out for it. The steam packet says it does all it can to ensure its sailings are safe and comfortable after questions were raised about yesterday's Mananan sailing going ahead after a number of cars were damaged. The story from Amy Griffiths.
A passenger on board told Manx Radio their car was one of around 20 to be damaged during the journey. They claim they had to hold onto their seat to stay in it and that the galley was completely trashed. They also say it was announced over the tannoy that they were experiencing gale force 8 winds. Speaking to Manx Radio afterwards, they claim foot passengers were able to disembark almost immediately, but some car passengers were kept on board for more than 2 hours after they docked. They also say they weren't allowed down to the car decks to assess any damage for over an hour. This passenger's car suffered a broken wing mirror and dented wheel arch, but they say others suffered more significant damage after being shunted into each other. Manx Radio has seen pictures of some of the cars damaged. The passenger says they've queried with the steam packet why the cars were squeezed into a small area of the upper level where they could bash into each other instead of spreading them around the emptier main hold, as there hadn't been many cars on the crossing. They say that after this experience, they're going to make their own decision about whether or not to get on the ferry in bad weather in the future and not rely on the steam packet's decision. The steam packet says extra precautions were taken to secure vehicles with additional lashings added, but admits some were still damaged. Nobody was injured, and it says its staff did their utmost to make sure passengers were as comfortable as possible during the rough crossing. It says the unprecedented number of storms recently has resulted in challenging sailing conditions, but that passenger safety is its top priority. In a statement, the company says, "We do all we can to ensure sailings go ahead when the weather allows, and that sailings are safe and comfortable."
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
6 minutes before six, Manxman is just going astern onto the Linkspan. We'll be departing at 7:45 this evening in Heysham for 11:30. Overnight departure 2:15 back to Douglas at 6. Mananan is in Liverpool now. We'll be leaving at 7:15 back to Douglas at 10 tonight. Manx Telecom is facing allegations it's charging customers who get their broadband from other suppliers more for its phone services. Here's Lewis Foster.
The Communications and Utilities Regulatory Authority says after receiving certain information, it's investigating whether the provider is meeting its universal service obligations as required in its license. A notice of investigation appeared on Cura's website over the weekend. Other allegations include that Manx Telecom requires broadband customers of other service providers to install components for phone services it does not require its own customers to install. Also, that it's advising its own customers they cannot keep their phone service if they change broadband providers.
Cura says Manx Telecom has universal service obligations to uphold, which not only ensure that consumers can have access to telephony services regardless of which communications provider they subscribe to for other services, but also ensure that all consumers pay fair, uniform prices for their service. These obligations fall under conditions 31 and 34 of Manx Telecom's licence, it says, which mandate a requirement to provide telephony services on request and tariffs for universal services. The authority says it's asked the company to provide further information and will issue another notice regarding the investigation and its findings in due course. In a statement to Manx Radio, Manx Telecom says it will cooperate fully with Cura's investigation.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Chanel Suku, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, Howie and Beth are here with Tammy Guinness. Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley. 6:30, John Barker with the Folk Show at 9, and Dave Moore with the Late Show after hours at 10. I'm back tomorrow.
WINT